This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes in the continuation of our study of the Church versus Modernism. Even among God's people today, presently there are trends toward modernism. Even the Church must be on guard constantly to see that its members do not avow that which is in contradiction to the plain and simple teaching of the Word of God. The world sitting in the darkness of sin and religious ignorance needs, as it has always needed, the Church to be strong and pure in doctrine and to be militant in the proclamation of its mission to save souls with the proclamation of the truth, the gospel, and by the refutation of false religious messages. Christianity is not just a religion among many other equally valuable religions. It is the one true religion of Jesus Christ. Just as the case that the Bible does not merely contain the truth of God, it is the truth of God, so it is that the Church does not merely have some members of the body of Christ, some who are saved. The Church is comprised of the saved. Early Christians preached, and they preferred death over failing to do so, that the gospel is the truth of the God, that Christ is the one and only Savior to whom man can turn for salvation from his sin, that only by the blood of Jesus Christ, the crucified Savior, can man be saved. The world has never needed such faith and militancy upon the part of the Lord's Church more than it needs it now. But I personally am afraid that at a time when the world needs both a loud and a certain cry, in spite of the fact that in the Church there is growing concern for the poor and for preaching in foreign lands, God's people may be weakening in their desire for strong and militant voices from the pulpit and from the printed page. But the world does not need merely a religious message. It needs the religious message of God. It needs the gospel, the will of God, the Word. You'll remember that Paul said in writing to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, "Preach the Word." He did not say, "Preach whatever comes to your mind," or "Preach some religious message." But he said, "Preach the Word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but having itching ears will heap to themselves teachers after their own lusts, and turn aside from the truth unto myths or fables." Then he went on to indicate, "Do thou the work of an evangelist, fulfill thy ministry." And the work of an evangelist is to make known the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so I repeat, the world does not need merely a religious message. It needs the message of God, the gospel. The world does not need simply a religion. It needs the religion of Christ, pure, undiluted, unadulterated Christianity. The sounding by the Lord's Church of an uncertain trumpet at this time can only add to the confusion which presently dominates the religious world. But with the gospel, faithful men who truly are dedicated to Jesus Christ and to His principles, with men who are set for the defense of the gospel, who are willing to face death rather than obey men instead of God, can meet and refute the godless philosophy of dialectical materialism, the insipid relativism of liberalism, the go-by-feelings of romanticism and much of Protestantism, and the let-us-agree-to-disagree cry of the ecumenical movement, and even the errors which are involved in Protestant fundamentalism. Thus we have set out an introduction to our problem of modernism, but there yet lies before us the task of setting out the differences between modernism and the true gospel of Jesus Christ. In the remainder of our study, when I use the word modernism, I shall be referring to moderate liberalism, as I've explained already, and it seems to me that there could hardly be a better way to identify modernism than to set out these differences. I do hope that you'll be with us each day as we continue for several days in this study of modernism.